Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
Amen. I want to ask you to open up the word with me, open up your Bible with me. In Proverbs 18, we're going to be reading from verse 20 and 21. Proverbs 18, verse 20 and 21. If you're there, say amen. If you're still looking for it, say hold up. Then we're gonna wait for you. We want to get there together. Everybody there? It's good to see Rashid, bro. Wow. Come on, brother. Okay, the word says, "As a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit." Father God, thank you for your word. It is your word that makes all the difference. So God, help me to communicate your word to your people. And not my words, but your word. Because it is your word that brings transformation. It is your word that has power. Oh God, the Father, I pray for good ground this morning. And I pray that people will receive your word and that they will see a great harvest take place in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. I mean, how many know that words are powerful? Amen. Words are powerful. And my title for today, it's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of life and death. How many know that most problems are a tongue problem? I mean, I believe that many marriages are being broken, are being shattered, not because the husband hit the wife. That does happen, though, and it's sad. Shouldn't happen. But I think mostly it's because man opened his mouth, or the wife opened her mouth and say things that it don't mean. Come on, somebody. And of course, you can always make up. But then the damage is already done. I believe that relationships between parents are shattered, not because the kid slammed the door or he didn't do the dishes, but because kids open their mouth and say things to the parents, say things that will cut their life short because they disrespect their parents. How many believe that with me this morning? How many believe that words are powerful? How many believe that words can make a difference? I mean, I believe that many relationships are broken because of words that we say. Words that we speak when we are angry. Things that we say even sometimes when we're making a joke. But in words, like the Bible tells us, the power of life and death is in the tongue. This world was spoken into existence by our Heavenly Father. Amen? And we all believe that, right? Nobody here believes in evolution. Now, we don't come from monkeys, amen? Don't come from fish, amen? We were spoken into existence. This world was spoken into existence, and we were formed by the hands of God. And God blew his spirit into us, into the first man. We were spoken into existence. Words are powerful. We are made in the image of God. And just like our Father, we speak things into existence. Amen. I need you to work with me a little bit. Amen. Work with me a little bit. Amen. So there is power in everything that we say. Amen. I believe that our life is a soil and that every word that we speak is a seed. Amen. I've came to learn this Jewish parents, I didn't even notice. You know, I came to learn, I think like last year I heard about it. As a Jewish parents, this is one thing they do in their culture. They take the kids when they're still young, and they begin to speak to them and speak, and they begin to bless them. They begin to say things like, you know, you're smart. I mean, you're the head and not the tail. Man, you're going to be a great businessman. Man, you're going to succeed in the world. Man, you're going to succeed at school. I mean, everything that you put yourself to do, man, you're going to succeed in it. And they do so. The kid might not even be doing great. Man, the kid might even mess it up. You know what I mean? But they are prophesying and they're saying these words. Amen. And that's the reason. Amen. And every Jewish family, it's in the culture. You can look it up. So that's why in every single country that the Jews are not being persecuted, they are in top functions in the government. They are a top businessman. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. There is always a Jew owning a lot of stuff. Amen. Any rich Jewish people here? Let me see your hand. Amen. So that's why they are like that. They are who they are because they prophesy on the kids, and this is something that works because God spoke it into existence, and we, like God, made in His image, can also speak things into existence. I need you to really get this morning. Amen. So there is power. I'm not going to bind nobody, though. Amen. We're free in Jesus. So don't get... I want to ask Pastor James, can you please help me with this? Trying to do something here. You really folded nicely, oh, sis. You know, who folded? You're making it difficult for us to... probably a woman. Okay, let's... Yeah, okay, that's it. We just want to pull it all the way to the end. I see people thinking, like, okay, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? Come on, Pastor. Okay, that's it. Can we just get it a little bit closer to the leaders? Don't be afraid of the rope, though, Pastor. Praise be to God. Man, we're going to get to that rope in a second. Everybody wants to know now what he's going to do with the rope. Thank you, Pastor James. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 12, I'm just going to go through some verses so that you know that, you know, I just want to say something. This is not my opinion. This is the Word of God. Amen? How many know that it's about the Word of God? It's not what people think. It's not about what we think is good or my opinion, but it's about the Word of God. Amen? Proverbs 12, I'm going to go fast so you make notes. Proverbs 12, verse 18. Proverbs 12, verse 18 says, I hope that the Beamer can work with me. Maybe put them on the screen. I don't know if that works or not. Proverbs 12, verse 18 says, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Verse 19 says, truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Mark 11, you can read it at home, reminds us that our words have power to cast entire mountains in the sea, and also to wither fig trees. Can I get an amen this morning? Amen. James 3 verse 6 says, the tongue also is a fire, a world of evil. Amongst the parts of the body, it corrupts the whole body, sets the course of one's life on fire, and it's itself set on fire by hell. Proverbs 15, verse 4 says, a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. And by tongue, it means the spoken word, the things that we say, the things that we speak. Matthew 12, verse 36 says, man will have to give account for every reckless, careless word they have spoken. We will all be judged according to the words that we speak. How many have control of all the words that they say? Nobody. Am I honest? How many say things that they don't mean? Often. People go like this. How many say things that they don't mean when they're angry? How many know that when you're angry, you need to just shut up? Otherwise, things will come out. Many times in the world, they say you need to speak your mind. They're like, no, please, don't speak your mind. Don't. You don't want me to speak my mind. Sometimes things go to my mind. You're like, Jesus, please, cleanse my mind. Purify my heart. Amen. I should not speak your mind. Amen. Let's speak the mind of Christ. Amen. So many times we say things that we don't want to say because we are moved by our feelings. We are either mad or we react instead of responding. You know? Amen. Words are powerful. James 3 verse 9 says, with a tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse. Man, what have you been saying the past days? What have you been saying? And many times now we don't speak it often as we used to speak before. You know, nowadays our tongues speak. Hello. So like, oh, Pastor, oh, I don't say anything. Yeah, but you type it. Hello. Typing it is just like saying it. Amen? If I would look at your phone right now, would you be able to surrender your phone to the beamer so we can put your WhatsApp on the beamer? Can we do that? Let me just get... People go, yeah. Some people, fast, they're deleting stuff right now. I saw you. I saw you deleting it. Hello. Amen, but do you know, do we realize that God is everywhere? Do you realize that you carry the Spirit of God with you? Jesus hears the things that we say. The Spirit is right there when you type in that. Type in your boyfriend or your girlfriend, hello. Oh, those things don't happen here. Probably here in Manchester. It's only in Amsterdam. When you're typing, the Holy Spirit is like this. Right there, sitting next to you. Amen? So the things that we say, the things that we type, make a difference. They really, really make a difference because they affect our lives. I believe that the quality of life you're living now is a direct result of the things you've been saying, of the seeds that you've been sowing in your life yesterday. That's what you're reaping today. It is a principle. As long as this earth exists, the Bible tells us that sowing and reaping also exist. The Bible also tells us that God cannot be mocked, that a man will reap what he sows, and that for men is also women. The women sometimes think, oh, yes, men. It's only for the men. No, men. I said men and women. So whatever we sow, that's what we will reap. So to me, sometimes it's funny that people can sow a certain thing and expect to reap a different harvest. People can do some certain things and expect to be blessed. People can sometimes not do certain things and expect to reap a harvest. The Bible is clear on that what we sow is what we will reap. Can I get an amen this morning? Amen. You know, I want to take you to a story in Numbers 14, verse 28. You can read Numbers 14, the whole story. I think Numbers 13 also. It's about the people of God in the desert. How many been in a desert here? How many had a taste of desert? Well, it's not really nice in the desert, right? Amen. So the people of God has been in the desert after leaving Egypt, a not so nice place either. But compared to being whipped and work like a slave in Egypt, amen, the desert was worse to them. So they begin to complain. And what we read in Numbers 14, verse 28, it says, God is saying here, so tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, is the Lord speaking, what they have said in my hearing, I will do to them. Exactly what you have said in my hearing, I will do unto you. But they were complaining. They would rather die, rather go back than die in the desert. They were complaining, why did God bring us through this pain and forgetting about where it used to be? But the thing is that blew my mind is that God says in my hearing, and knowing that God is everywhere and that God is with us, so everything that you say, everything that you type, actually you're saying it in the hearing of God. Can I get an amen? So if God is with you all the time, So everything that you say, whether you're angry, it's not what you say on Sunday. How many know that some of us have a beautiful vocabulary on Sunday morning? Totally different words that we don't use during the week. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. Oh, so anointed. You know, words that we don't use. We don't, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. What are you saying outside of these walls? What are you saying when you're in school? What are you saying when nobody is watching? What are you typing before you go to bed? At 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You should be sleeping already. 5 o'clock. And you can't get up in the morning. Hello. Been there, done that. That's why I know it. You guys think, like, you know, he's old. No, I know a thing or two. Amen. Everything that we say in the hearing of God. Because God is all over the place. So can you imagine that God will do to you exactly what you say in his hearing? Can you imagine that? How many of us had said at one point, oh, this is the worst day ever? Oh, this messed up my whole life. Sometimes my daughter says that. I told her, you know, go wash the dishes. Oh, man, you just messed up my whole life. I'm like, bro, I just asked you to wash the dishes. Oh, I hope she's not watching online, though. Hi, baby. You know, so the things that we say, you know, and sometimes we exaggerate. Oh, this will mess up my whole life. Can you imagine that God will do to you what you say? Careless words. It's when we don't understand that the things we've been getting, we blame the devil for a lot of things. Amen? How many know the devil is a black sheep? Sometimes the devil is like, what? Didn't even have a part in that. We give the devil credit for things he didn't even do. He wasn't even there. And then we give him credit. You know, he said, the devil is behind me, pastor. You know, many times, pastor, the devil. It's not the devil. You're reaping what you have been sowing. It's not the enemy. And the enemy is there. I mean, we don't want to act like he's not there. I mean, he's right there. I mean, he's watching you. But sometimes, man, he's just watching. Some of us, he's just watching us. He's watching you just mess up your own life. He's just standing from afar, making notes. How to mess up your own life. He's writing books. So the things that we say are like words, are like seeds that are planted in our ground. So these people were complaining, and God did to them exactly what they wanted. They all died in the desert. They didn't make it to the promised land because they were complaining. In Luke 1, we read a story that an angel appears to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. And the angel tells him that they're going to give a son, and it's going to be John the Baptist. And after telling him everything, Zechariah says this. He says, in verse 18, we read, it says, how shall I know this? Because of these five words, he doubted. Because of these five words, he was struck mute for 9 months, till the birth of John the Baptist. So this tells me that our words, the things that we say, are held highly by our Father in heaven. He spoke words of doubt that caused him not to be able to speak for 9 months. Are you with me this morning? So what are you saying to yourself? What are you sowing in your own life that's disturbing your future, that's stopping your expansion, that's stopping your progression? I mean, you are in the season of expansion and progression. Amen? So what's stopping you from progressing? What's stopping you from expanding? I believe nothing can stop us but ourselves. Amen? Because the enemy can't stop us. God is fighting for us. But if we ourselves are speaking words of doubt, if we ourselves are speaking words that limit our growth, It's something to think about this morning, that we really understand the things that we say. That really matters. You know, statistics say that, the whole bag is full though, that a man speaks between 2,000 and 3,500 words every day. 2,000, 3,500. A man. That's a man. Words every single day. And women, though, women, don't get mad at me. This is statistics. You can look it up. Google it up. Don't get mad at me. Between 5 to 10,000 every single day. It's not every woman, though. And some men could talk, too. Hello. So don't get mad now. And married people, don't be laughing, because you're gonna get in trouble when you get home. So in this bag, I have about 5,000 seeds. It's just an illustration though. It's a bag of rice. And let's say there are 5,000 seeds, 5,000 rice pieces here, and there are seeds. So every morning, when you wake up, you get this amount of seeds to sow. So what are you doing with them? So you go to bed, the next day you got another bag. Next day another bag. So every morning you wake up, you get opportunity to sow. So you go, hey baby, how you doing? I got permission to sow seed though from the pastor. What is he doing? So you go, hey baby, how you been? The seeds are showing. Man, you had a nice night? Yes, my beloved husband. So you sow. So during the day you keep sowing. And you sow. You know, you go to your work, you're sowing. So when you go on the streets, you're sowing. Hello. You come home from a tired day of work. And then when is the women start to go fast? Hello? And when the wife get the kids, hello, they go even faster. But I tell you. So these are seeds that we choose to sow. And guess whose ground is this? It's your own ground. Next day, another bag. Words are powerful. It's a matter of life and death. Galatians 6:7 tells us that a man's harvest will depend entirely on what he sows. So what are you sowing? What are the words that are coming out of your mouth? You know, many people don't understand that. Many times we tell our kids, man, you're good for nothing. Or you're going to be exactly like your daddy. These words, man, I've been working with people now since 99 in church. And been in the home. Come on, somebody. Thank God for the home. Amen. Any homies in the house? Come on, brother. That's it, man. You know, been in the home 18 months. Think I needed some more time in the home. Hello. Some of us are just knuckleheads, amen? So, been working with people for so long, and I've met little kids have a lot of problem with expressing themselves, acting up, and also I met grown men and grown women that have issues that dated all the way in primary school, all the way into kindergarten, because of what was whispered to them by their teachers, by the coach, by the people on the streets, by the neighbors in the neighborhood, but especially by those that love them, by their own parents. And sometimes we think we don't mean what we say in the moment. We don't really mean it. I mean, because you love your kids. But that doesn't take away that your words are powerful. That doesn't take away that you speak things into existence. I mean, you speak things into, that's why name is very, very important. This younger generation, they just go ahead and make names, whatever, call the kids like 2-3 names connected to each other. You need to know what the name of your kid mean. Amen? Go and do a search. Because names, you keep saying the name. You're calling the name a million times throughout the kid's life. So that's thing, this what are you speaking will come into existence. So words are very, very, very important. Man, I've met people that couldn't love. I've met people that couldn't get over things because of what have been whispered to them, what have been spoken, what have been sown in their lives. And now they're eating the fruit of those seeds. Is this getting home today? Words are powerful. Proverbs 6 verse 1 says that we are trapped by the words of our lips. Our words binds us to whatever we have been saying. We are literally trapped by the things that we say. Get into trouble by the things you say. Physically, but also spiritually. We can always ask forgiveness. Sometimes we need to go a little bit deeper to uproot these things. Because the seeds that are sown are there. And once they fall into the ground, they will bear fruit. So if you can take a look at your life right now, take a good look at your life right now, I can guarantee you that a lot of things that you're going through right now can be traced back to the past. If you haven't been living consciously about this, consciously, and I want to speak to parents, especially to parents, watch what you say to your kids. Watch what you speak into their lives. I mean, I made it my mission to empower my daughter and my son and also my wife. I mean, to empower them in such a way, especially my kids, because the kids, sometimes they struggle with discrimination. My daughter is like my wife. She's dark-skinned, and she had some problem in the neighborhood that some kids wouldn't play with her because she's dark-skinned, and that affected her for some time. You know, but I made it my mission to make sure that she will be a woman of God, that she will be able to do and not be limited by the color of her skin or by the words that are spoken into her life, that she will reject these words and believe what her daddy tells her. Believe what the word of God tells her. So I've been sowing so many seeds that there is no room for other seeds in her life. So what you're going to do with what you've heard today? Because this word demands action. But now you know something. But what you going to do with it? What are you going to do with what you've heard today? What kind of words will you be speaking now? Would you refrain? And the thing is that once you've been living in a certain way, they say bad habits die hard. You know, it's difficult, but it's possible to change. That's why when the Spirit comes on you, you begin to speak in tongues. Because the Spirit changes your vocabulary. It gives you a new language to speak. Begin to speak life instead of things that we say that breaks down. I want to take you to a story, and I'm going to finish. Take a look at my notes, though. You know, in John 5, a well-known story. In John 5, verse 1 till 9, you can read it at home. There's a story of Jesus coming back to Jerusalem. And he came to this pool at a sheep gate, this pool called Bethesda. And that was the pool where a lot of sick people were lying, the lame, the paralyzed, the depressed, the addicted, the broken, the criminals, all of them were lying there. at the pool, waiting for the water to be moved. Back then, they believed that an agent would come from time to time, and he will stir up the water. And whoever gets into the water first will be healed. So everybody's waiting for the angels to come. And then Jesus saw this man. And the Bible says that he was in that state for 38 years. I'm 39. So 38 is really long time. Yes? It's not long when you're 80. But I mean, like, it's really long when you're 39. Because I was only one when that guy got in that state. Say, for instance, he's now in that state. And for 38 years, he has been in that state. It's a very long time. The Bible says that when Jesus saw him and knew that he was in a state for a long time, Jesus asked him one thing. Ask him, do you want to be made well? And notice good what Jesus said. Jesus doesn't say, do you want to feel better? Because many times we come to church looking for comfort, and we feel better, and we leave the church unchanged. Because we're so caught up with the idea of God changing our situation rather than God changing us. We pray for God to change the situation rather than God changing us, for us to start sowing new seeds, for us to start uprooting these things that we've been saying and try to sow new seed so that beautiful things can start to grow in our future, in our kids' future. So this man listens to Jesus, ask him if we want to get well, and immediately he begins to say excuses, begins to tell excuses. This man made it about people. Many of us make it about people, amen? You know, the way we are is because my mom, because my dad, because of my husband, because of that. Does it sound familiar? Or is it only in Amsterdam? Man, how many of us have blamed somebody for something that happened to us? Let me see your hand. Let's see how honest we are. Many times we blame people. I don't have no money because my daddy didn't leave me anything. I'm like this because I didn't have a dad. I'm like this because my mom rejected me. I'm like this because I was abused. I'm like this because I was denied this. I was discriminated. I'm like this because excuses. Excuses. I don't want to offend you. These things that happened to you are bad. Shouldn't have happened. But how long will you stay in that state? Jesus is asking you today, do you want to be made well? Not do you want to feel better. Because you feel better today, you get sick back tomorrow. But do you want to be made well? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to change, really? You want to change the way you speak? Do you want to change the way you sow? Do you want to guarantee your children a better future? This man made it about people. This man began to share his excuses why he couldn't. He said, you know, every time I don't have anybody to bring me. No, I'm alone. I can't walk. So how am I supposed to? Should I just roll into the pool? Every time I want to get into the pool, somebody else gets in before me. Somebody blocks my blessing. Really? Really? I think you've been robbing yourself of a better future. You've been robbing your kids by the words you speak. Many of the struggles, like I said in the beginning, are the fruit of what we sown yesterday. But that can change. Praise be to God. Today. Today. So could it be that when this man is waiting on an angel to come, that Jesus presents himself before him and asks him, do you want to get well? So could it be this morning that as you are waiting for Jesus to come into your situation and bring about a change, that God is waiting for you to get up and walk? Could it be that your breakthrough begins when your excuses stop? Could it be that your breakthrough is right there, but you got to stop making excuses. Well, this line this morning, I'm going to give it a name. Some people thought that I forgot about the line, right? No, I didn't. This line has a name. This line is the line of no excuses. If the worship team can take the place. This is the line of no excuses. It's a beautiful line, eh? With a beautiful name. I'm going to do an altar call this morning. And I want to ask you to cross this line if you're going to stop making excuses. Making excuses is up to you. We can pray, Jesus, help us. But the Bible tells us there's some things that we just need to let it go. Some things we just need to stop doing it. Just like making excuses. You can stop doing it. God will help you. But you need to make a decision today. So this is the line. And I'm going to make an altar call. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you that God will change your vocabulary. And the things that have been spoken in your life by other people, that we will uproot these things this morning. But I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus that can uproot anything, that can break every chain and secure your future in Him. Amen. Your victory is right there. You haven't been able to attain it because these things have been holding you back. These things have been blocking you. And you, some of us not even aware. Amen. When I begin to study about the power of words, this thing sent me on a journey. On a journey to start, I began to ask my mom questions. I began to go back to see what was happening, what was spoken in my life, who were the people of influence in my life. So why are these things, why is it so difficult for me to break through in this area? And then the Spirit begins to reveal to me these things that were there dormant. Amen. These big trees that were in my life, occupying territory. That's why nothing new could start, because these things were standing in the way. So I'm going to be honest with you this morning. And you can get mad at me. I'm leaving tomorrow anyway. So if you know that you're going to go back to doing the same thing, don't come. Please don't come. Don't do it. If you know you're going to go back to the same thing, man, you're not going to do any effort to change, don't come. You don't have to. It's okay. No problem. Maybe you do it another day. But if you're sure that, man, I want this thing to stop today, amen, I want God to help me today to change my vocabulary, because I know these things I've been speaking to my kids. Amen. I know these words I've been saying, even though I don't mean it, but I understand now that my words have power, that my words are shaping my future. My words are shaping the future of my children and everybody around me. If that's you, I want to pray with you. But again, I'm telling you, if you're sure that you're not going to change, maybe not today, I don't know, it's okay. It's okay. Don't feel pressure. Don't do it because everybody's doing it. Do it because you want to do it. Do it because the Spirit is speaking to your heart right now. Amen. As we lift up a song, the moment you cross this line, it's a decision to stop making excuses. Stop making lame excuses. Stop blaming it on other people. Amen. It's time for us to change. It's time for us to start taking responsibility of our life. It's time to start taking responsibility of our future. And our future, the kids, our children's future, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, make your way, make your way, make your way, make your way. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, what we want is God. It's for you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To believe in.
praise the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your hands and right at this altar. I'm going to read a psalm to you. Psalm 141 verse 3 says, it's a prayer. It says, Lord, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep watch over the door of my lips. Lord, help me to control my tongue. Lord, help me to be careful with what I say. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, Lord, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for your word. Oh, Father, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, Father, that everyone that made a choice this morning, oh, God, to stop making excuses. Oh, Father, God, to begin to change their vocabulary. Oh, God, I pray that you will help us. Oh, Father, God, help us and put new words on our lips. Oh, Father, God, every time that we open our mouth, oh, God, oh, Father, let it be and speak words. Let it be a word of encouragement. Oh, God, let it be a word that will bless. Let it be a word that will uplift. Let it be a word of prophecy. Let it be a word that will build up. Let it be a word that will sustain the weary. Oh, Father, let it be a word that will change the course of our paths. Oh, God, let it be a word that will bless our kids. Oh, God, let it be a word that will secure our future. Let it be a word from your throne, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray you put new words in our mouth this morning. Oh, God, change. Help us to be aware of the things that we say. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, Father God, for anybody here, oh, Father, that's been struggling, oh, God, or not being able to go forward, oh, Father, being blocked by walls, oh, God, things from the past. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will reveal to them these things, oh, God, that are standing in the way. Reveal to them, oh, God, these trees that have been growing, oh, God, from things whispered to them, whispered in the future. Oh, God, these seeds that have been planted in the ground in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we uproot them in the name of Jesus this morning. Oh, Father, Lord, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, you send the blood of Jesus to break every chain, break every limitation, every limiting thought. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Send your fire, oh God, and consume everything that is not of you. Oh God, everything spoken, oh God, from the pits of hell, or every lie spoken in their lives, oh God, let your fire consume it in the name of Jesus. Every curse that have been spoken over their life, let your fire consume it right this instant. Every lie that they have been told, oh God, everything that has been done to them, oh God, every word, every seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, send your fire and consume it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, Abba, Father, I thank you because there is freedom in you, oh God, and there is power, and we can be free. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a hand of praise this morning. Give God a hand of praise this morning. Give God a hand of praise this morning. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. You know, the first time I did this with myself, you know, in that course of that week that followed, you know, the Holy Spirit began to reveal things to me. And man, it don't have to be the same for you. But I just want to pray and believe God that, man, you be open and be aware and be on the lookout that the Spirit will reveal things to you, things that have been said to you. He will bring back to remembrance. Man, the Spirit brought back to my knowledge things that my coach told me. You know, experiences from the past that I thought didn't really matter. But these things have shaped me and made me the way I am. Amen. And I refuse it, man. I said, no, I need to stop today. It needs to stop today. I'm not that man. Amen. God has a new plan for me. Amen. A new road for me. A new path for me. I can be better. This man was in the state for 38 years. 38 years. I always wonder, man, why is this story in the Bible? You know, to me, this tells me that there is hope, man. There is hope. Many times we settle when some things is long, take long. Yeah, oh, that's the way he is. You know, that's the way he is. I mean, he's been there. He's been like this for 40 years. No, you can change today. You can change. Jesus didn't die on the cross for you to carry these things with you. Amen. He robbed the grave. Amen. So these things that you thought were dead can come back alive. Amen. These things that you thought could not happen, you couldn't change. Yes, you can. Yes, you can change. Yes, you can change. Yes, you can change. Transformation is possible and it can start today. In the name of Jesus. I believe it. I believe it in the name of Jesus.
Wow, what a powerful word. You know what I want us to do before we close? Is I want us to seal it with a song of praise. because maybe you've identified negative speak in your life and you've taken a step where you've said no more. You've crossed that line of no excuses. But I want us, before we leave, to sow some seeds of faith, to sow some seeds of praise unto God, to tell Him He's good, to tell Him how powerful He is, to reinforce His promises in our lives. Can we begin to do that? Can we begin to do that? Come on, begin to just lift up your voices right now. Begin to speak out words of faith and praise. Hallelujah. Tell God, you are good. You are good.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.